Welcome to the With the Will podcast. We're here to entertain, inform a bit while talking about Digimon. I'm Mark, I run With the Will and produce Digimon on Blu-ray.
I'm DevQ, and happy belated Stavarobin Senator Day.
How are you doing, Dev?
The weather is absolutely insane. I have no idea what's going on anymore. I give up.
Yeah, a week ago, it was pretty cold here, and then it was like, and in 3 days, it's going to be 90 degrees, and at one point I woke up and there was like a heat warning, and it's like, okay.
Yes, it was like warm in the 70s for like 2 days, then it dropped to near freezing, had to grab the snow coats back out. It actually did snow, and then it's back up to 70s, and now tonight it's dropping down to the 20s, and also tornado warning.
How delightful.
Weather is fantastic.
And then we have Beat Break.
Which was also fantastic.
So it's weird. So we'll get into that later. It's a bit weird. So we start with glowing dawn in an old building with Granite, who's sleeping and resting. And we also get Ludomon sleeping, kind of looking very like plush dollish, doesn't he?
Yes, he looks like a precious teddy bear. And I went a life-size version of that now.
They plan to leave once they get some rest, and then Hotaruku shows up, standing over Granite. She looks depressed and worried. They flash back. We get Clay leaving. Tactics planning with Clay to remove Chairman Wong. But first, they have to get rid of the traitor, Granite. They remember to rant about the rules of tactics again, which have the rules of tactics...
No one remembers.
Like, have the rules ever really made sense outside of maybe that introduction episode?
No, not at all, because no one ever fucking followed them to begin with.
Yeah, and then Naito stuff like, if you don't do well here, Hotaruku won't be able to be a researcher and support her family. And then Shakumon's going to drown Granite. Hotaruku looks conflicted until he starts to choke. Somehow Ludomon does not hear any of this.
Like, look, he's taking a nap, okay?
And in walks Makoto right as the choking stops.
What are you doing?
Yeah, it's very odd, especially since at no point from here forward is it relevant that she tried to murder him.
Yeah, Granite doesn't even snitch.
Also, chat pointed out something weird. They wish they could sleep as well as Beat Break characters seem to be able to, because in multiple episodes, we've had characters who have slept through literally being, like, dragged around and everything. And the explanation always seems to be...
Yeah, I mean, damn, Tomorrow.
The explanation always seems to be, oh, they were a bit low on E-Pulse. That means they can sleep through the apocalypse. And no, I don't even think the show has ever said that. That's just kind of like the cheat explanation everyone uses because it really doesn't make sense.
Yeah, they are just totally out.
And then Naito wants revenge on Kyo, which... Has Kyo actually done anything to Naito up to this point?
Cut off his Digimon's arms a lot,
but they grow back in 10 seconds.
Yeah, he got better.
And then... Very odd. Kugurumon evolves to Marasumon to stop Gigasmon. Am I wrong, or is this the first time that it's not in... Like, we've only seen the sequence one or two times, but it was always abridged before this, right? Like, it was never the actual proper...
Yeah, it was cut short, and... Because it had all the other Glowing Dawn members, evolving at the same time.
So is this actually the first time we get the full sequence?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
That's what
My friends were being very thirsty over it.
And then in pops someone else. Honoka arrives to hunt Wong on orders of Wong to hunt tactics with Marine Chimeramon, and she really is not interested in Kyo or Glowing Dawn at all. She just thinks Kyo's boring.
It's like, okay, yeah, it's some dude that left. Why the fuck do I care?
And then they get shunt. Then Mirror World pops open. Naito wants Hotaruku to act like a shield for him, which very strange.
Dude,
like,
you're just wasting your only halfway decent team members, because apparently the rest of tactics are just dead or captured at this point.
And then as we get Marasumon versus Gigasmon is where I think we have a big issue with this episode. It's not
the same shit.
Well, no, it's more that this is definitely an episode where the animation isn't quite as good. But at any point in this episode, does Gigasmon actually feel threatening?
He never was in any of his appearances.
He never was, but I mean, like, when they're treating this as, like, the big battle with him, does he actually do anything that, like, he's sort of just there?
He made some sand clones. That's about the only new shit he pulled
then
out.
Then we get Tomura and Reyna trying to get Granted out. Makoto evolves Trapmon to stay behind in battle. Weirdly, this is where, like, the animation also doesn't do anything, where he's speeding around hitting Marine Chimeramon, where this is not doing much, and the house goes down. Then we get a flashback. Does it feel like we needed this flashback in the episode about her?
No. It should have been, like, a while back, maybe when she was being actively pissed off at Makoto.
Yeah, like, getting, like, the 2 or 3 minute flashback to finally explain who she is after an entire episode dedicated to it didn't do it is very strange at this point. And even then, they have to, because it's been a bit, they have to reiterate, like, her family was poor, she studied hard, her mom was proud, her mom doesn't want her to sit in money back home. This is all stuff that episode did point out. It's just been a bit. She overworks herself so hard that her E-pulse goes abnormal, Shakumon is born, and the lab goes boom. And I guess this is taken as her fault. Like, they don't completely clarify it, but Clay Foundation takes on her debts. And she's So here's what
They manipulate the situation to get Solon with a Digimon working with them?
So here's the weird thing that doesn't make sense to me. Clay Foundation has its hands in a lot of pots, right? Like, his whole thing is making money. Okay, so you have a specialized researcher. Would not the value in her be have her research how to do Digimon and E-Pulse more valuable, like, rather than just for... she's kind of made into a generic foot soldier for reasons that aren't completely clear.
Yeah, it's like that's kind of a misallocation of resources.
Yeah, from a guy who's supposed to be clever. Then, like, they go back to her being mad at Makoto. He can't make decisions on his own. She thinks depending on friends is bad, which is weird because she helps her family even when they don't want help. So you would think she would understand.
She's a hypocrite.
She's the weirdest kind of hypocrite because they never even make the connection that she is doing it even if she doesn't realize it. She starts to catch that, hey, I catches Makoto.
Yay.
Honoka is still bored. They really are not doing anything interesting with her character so far. She has not, like, been around long, but, like, it's very much... It's weird because Violet is a much more interesting version of this character. She orders Marine Chimeramon to kill. Makoto pushes Hodoruko out of the way. They all go running. Hodoruko, for some reason, has just decided that they can't win or escape. She wants Makoto to leave. They really don't know what to do with tactics. It's, I feel like, the biggest issue with this arc.
Yeah, they're kind of like going back and forth.
And then Makoto's like, we can win if we work together. And then weirdly, she's like, tactics aren't a happy family like Glowing Dawn. No one actually helps. But just a minute ago, she was upset that someone might want help. And they aren't making the connections well enough for me. And then I will say, I absolutely love that when you would assume that, like, Makoto would be the one to jump in, Teoludomon just appears out of nowhere. I actually really like that.
It's none of them from Tactics will help each other. Insert person she just tried to, like, choke from Tactics jumping in to help her.
And then we get Wolvermon and Armalizamon, and everyone else jumps in also. Hodoruko doesn't understand. Grant admits he doesn't understand, but he doesn't think he'll sleep well if she dies. The others try
just
to point...
admit that everyone in Tactics has some severe mental illness and other neuroses, and just go with that.
The others try to point out they aren't alone. Honoka still looks bored. And then she starts, like, sneeze and gag. She says she's allergic to melodrama.
I'm allergic to bullshit.
And then this is the part where I feel like I like the episode, but this is the part where the episode is its weakest and dumbest. They're running out of time for the episode, so she just decides to leave. Like, not like called away or not like has an interesting reason to leave. She's just like, eh. Here's what I don't get. Like, she only showed up in the first place because she was ordered to. And theoretically, she has this position because she's useful to Wong, right?
She's kind of supposed to be going after Naito from Tactics, and Naito kind of fucked off through a
kind of, but like that. It's just the episode's almost over, so now she's gone. So then everyone goes to help Kyo. Shakumon points out it didn't speak up due to her, which is weird because didn't it argue with her in the other episode?
Yes, it did.
Okay, I wondered if I had remembered that wrong. Then we get a...
It's like, hey, maybe you should tell your family, you know, stuff, and it'll be helpful for you. It's like, no.
The metaphor about the open sea I like, but I feel like it would have worked better if at some point we had seen her, like, sitting looking at the sea at some point in a prior episode. Because have they...
Or if this had actually been mentioned at all beforehand.
No, that's what I mean, but like... She has a water partner. It would have been great if we'd gotten like one scene of her looking at the sea or something, because this comes out of nowhere in a strange way. Then Shakumon evolves to Tylomon again. When they did this, I went, oh yeah, they did evolve earlier in the episode. Then they changed. Gigasmon grows
like,
sand clones.
Are we gonna get a perfect evolution? No.
Rasimon starts chopping down the clones. Naito isn't pleased they're betraying Tactics, which is weird because, like, why is he upset about Granite? Like, he's hunting to kill him. He's not on your side. And then Hotaruku smacks Naito. Mm-hmm. She'll repay her own debts. Team 7 isn't following his orders anymore. They're done. Which is weird because is Tactics even really a thing at this point? Like, technically speaking, they're all kind of on the run from Wong, right?
Not sure if they knew that yet, because yes, sure, they put a bounty out on.
Oh, Naito might
Clay,
know. Naito might know. The others may not. You're right. Kyo points out he's not really a leader if his team left. Gigasmon starts getting E-Pulse. Naito rants about the perfect world. We get the giant sand hand taken out with one hit. Back to baby. Naito's in shock, which is weird because his Digimon has not been very successful up until now. Tomura wants...
At least against the Glowing Dawn.
Okay.
It's shit every time.
I'm very glad they remembered that Tomura does not actually know what happened there to add anything. So Tomura wants to know about the monkey Digimon. You know, like, if he's involved with it, says not Tomura's concerned, they'll get rid of it. The two Tactics members say goodbye to everyone after this. They're going to go look for Raito. Tomura asks them to look after him. I feel like I would have appreciated a bit more of them explaining the reason why. I mean, I understand the reason why. It's
like,
the,
Raito's a dumpster fire, but he's our dumpster fire.
Yeah,
and we
I feel like,
you know,
they didn't
need to make sure he's alive.
Did they explain any of that, or are we just both reaching the obvious conclusion?
I think we're just kind of assuming.
Yeah.
Because they never really mentioned it.
Yeah. Hotaruku thanks Makoto. I like Kyo hugging everyone. Time for the expensive meat. We go to Wong and Genjo. Tactics is wiped out mostly. And we get Clay standing in the desert, posing like he's waiting for something. So overall, despite a lot of issues, I actually think it's a solid episode. Tactics arc isn't over, but as a group, they are.
Yeah.
It's...
Yeah, for some elite fighting force and that's highly trained, they kind of like all ate shit within apparently a day.
Yeah, I feel like the two biggest issues I have is one, Hotaruku really needed more characterization before this because it makes her turns quick, especially since no one really, like, Makoto walked in on her, like, choking him.
Like, that's not suspicious at all.
And also, like, we never had Gigasmon actually built up as a threat. Like, in the sense that he was meant to be, like, the final boss of this. And I don't even really... did he ever feel threatening?
No, not at all.
Okay.
Because,
then,
yes, we can assume that he's had many victories to be, like, a perfect level Digimon.
But that's the weird thing is...
But what the audience actually sees, it's just him fucking failing every
single
time.
The weird thing is they told us the same thing about Tactics as a group, though. I
Then we
feel
just watched them just flounder horribly.
it. That's why I keep hanging on that first episode with them is the first episode felt like the present the like the trailer we got, the explanation of them. That first episode makes sense in context. After that, it's like entirely different writing. To the point that
It's
in the
like
pr
Yakety Sax playing in the background the entire time.
do you remember what the tagline for this arc was on the promo image and everything?
Not anymore.
Perfection versus freedom. The idea was tactics is perfection, glowing dawn is freedom. Does that really apply to the arc at all? Like, they think they're perfect, but at any point, do we really see them at that quality past that first episode?
No, it would have made more sense if they had more of like a slow decline. But no, it's just like they were cool the first time and then they sucked every time after.
Yeah. And it's weird because I don't think any of the episodes in this arc have been bad. They're bad in how they put together when you think of them episode by episode. Like any given episode, even the ones that I don't think are great, I still really enjoy. But for what the plot was supposed to be, it doesn't feel like it works that well. So the new main cast, the new cast member here was Takako Honda as Marine Chimeramon. She was the Ajatarmon in Ghost Game. She's Mary Sarah in Detective Conan, Toko in Garden of Sinners, Kiroko in Godanner, Gimmy in Gurren Lagann, and in dubbed over role, she's a num number. She often dubs over Mila Jovovich, Halle Berry, and Charlize Theron. So we still have a couple Tactics arc episodes left, but Tactics is really gone. Okay, here's the question. Does Tactics reappear in this arc, or do they wait to have them appear until later?
I feel at the very least Raito has to show up at some point
See,
during this arc. At least to show he's not dead.
I keep trying to think how I think they'll come back, and I think I know what the stereotype is, and I don't know if I want them to do it or not, which is they won't show up for a bit more, and either we will get a quick cutaway to the two looking for him. And then later, and the cutaway may never happen, and then in some episode, all three of them just show up at a key moment.
Yeah, to like rescue Glowing Dawn.
Yeah. I'm trying to decide if they're going to do that stereotype or if it's going to be something else. And I don't know.
Also, it'd be funny if they did show up to save Glowing Dawn, but they also got their asses kicked again.
And then, next episode is The Power to Take. This one deals with Clay and Progonomon, and they're definitely. Here's the thing. Beat Break often teases things that it does not deliver on, which, to their credit, that is kind of a Digimon tradition in teasers.
Yeah.
We both know what they're teasing here. They're definitely teasing Marasimon evolving. Do you
I
think we
fucking
actually
hope
get.
so.
Do you think we actually get that or no?
No.
I'm torn because it would make sense, but it also sort of feels like it might make sense to not have Kyo be the first. Frankly, I'd like Reyna to be the first because they really don't know what to do with Wolvermon.
Yeah, because I feel like they won't have an ultimate on the protagonist team before everyone else gets to perfect, at least, because then they would basically have to take Kyo out of the situation just so he doesn't like steamroll everyone else.
Man, if he gets cold-hearted next episode, we're gonna flash back to this, huh? See, that's also the great cheat of cold-hearting. You can get rid of a character for any number of episodes if you really need to, without actually injuring them in any way.
It's like, oh, they're gonna take a nap. They use too much e-pulse.
Yeah, it's like technically speaking, Tomuro's brother could become a main character in the show at any episode, if they really decide they want to. And I don't mean that as a negative. I think it's cool that technically speaking, at any point, they could just decide that he's going to be a main character. I don't expect them to do that, but it's cool that at any given episode, he could just pop up and help. So we'll
It's like, oh,
see.
got better.
Yeah. And then, stack of Beat Break news. So first up, last week, they'd announced that on Sunday they're going to start streaming Beat Break Episode 1 dubbed for free. Then shortly after, they detailed that it would also be the first three episodes with Spanish and Portuguese subtitles. They're not doing the first three because those ones are subtitled and already have pretty wide distribution subtitled in English. Also with behind-the-scenes footage, so that did start. The interesting thing, Dev, did you watch this?
Not yet. I have been working too much.
It has English compositing. The episodes don't have English compositing on the Crunchyroll streams. As in, they've redone the credits, they've redone the title screen in English and everything.
Nice.
And I don't think this is a requirement for Hulu. So we'll see why they've decided this. And here's the thing. They did not swap out them on Crunchyroll either. So we will see.
Sucks.
No, but I mean, Toei could have made them swap them out is what I'm saying. For the dubbed episodes. So we'll see if there's any reason. The behind the scenes is basically 2 minutes of dub clips. And they actually made them do. Remember how we pointed out that like a number of early promo clips were set up to make us think they were in the booth together, but then you would see they clearly weren't. They actually do one where two of them are in a booth together.
Oh.
Yeah, so
have to go and look at that.
Yeah, so it's just a couple minutes. That's at the end of the episode for anyone who wants to see it. Still definitely worth that little clip, because that's fun. And the Gekkoman plush is there also.
We love the Gekkoman plush.
Then, Anime Japan is a about a week and a half-ish away, Toei showed off their booth map. Beat Break has a pretty nice, like, back wall display. Anime Japan also mentioned that various mascot characters, including some from shows from the key art, with photo frames with the key art. So I would assume they aren't going to have a Tomoro mascot, and it will be the Gekkoman mascot. And
yeah.
Animedia has an interview with sub-series director Yue Komatsu. In addition to the interview with her, they have a little overview on tactics. Feels a little late for that, to be honest.
Yeah, they're already on their way out.
Then they showed off the Brave Groove 10 CD covers. I do not understand this makeup style. Dev, am I wrong, or do they all look very tired and exhausted from the makeup style? Like, under the eyes especially.
They look sick,
don't they?
Yeah, it's like, why would you super emphasize like the eye bags?
I'm not a fan of the like the doll makeup look, but I get it. I don't understand the like you said the emphasis of the like the eye bags, because it does just make them all look like drained, right? Especially
maybe it's a trend or something. I don't know.
Especially the one at the top left. Does it look like she has pink eye?
Yes, like. Congrats, you have conjunctivitis. I'm sorry.
So the CDs are out March 31st, 10 versions. No, is all I have to say about that. There have been times when Digimon has had multiple CDs and I've gotten it. One, importing is not as...
Sometimes it's like a basic one with like the artist on the cover and then like a special like Digimon specific cover.
Well, there's also been times when like... I think, like, one of the tri-EDs, it was like the CD was, like, the equivalent of, like, $6 or $8, and there were different art versions. I was like, okay, that's cheap, shipping's cheap, I'll go ahead and get them.
Yeah, but wasn't that just, like, A and B, pretty much?
I think there was one with, like, four.
God, I can't even remember which one that was.
I think it was, like, the ending to three or four. But yeah, this is too much. The Beat Break outreach mission stuff, which they announced, they had mentioned there'd be three-piece art. The first one they announced as being drawn by Kairu DX, who drew one of the 25th anniversary adventure art. He did art of Brain Froze.
Is it the one, the whole adventure cast?
That's the one he did. I mean, the one for here he did, which is Honoka. I am really bothered that he detailed her teeth. Like, when you look at the art, it makes the teeth look weird and creepy.
Yeah.
Which may have been the point.
Also, her mouth is so tiny.
Also, I love the story he tells. So, like, him telling, like, his origin with Digimon. So, let me go to the back, to the end of this. The drawing has that as a background story. I think my father would be happy about that also. Putting that aside for a moment, the girls in Beatbreaker are just adorable. When I was putting together a translation of this, at the very end, note, my father is still alive. Because the wording really makes it sound like he's dead. I think what he meant was he was like thinking about what he wanted to write here, and he ended up writing, he's like, oh, my father would be happy to hear about this. And clearly someone recognized this and had them add an addition that their father is not dead. Yeah, so we still have two more pieces of art. My only issue with Honoka being the focus here is, like, we have not really seen much of her. So, like, her being, like, the first piece of, like, outreach art feels weird. And also Marine Chimera Monster. It is. But, like, the teeth make it weird.
Yeah.
And then moving on from Beat Break, the episode 25, part one, Dawn of Liberator, the first part of the Liberator epilogue. You start off Yao being super busy and frazzled 8 months later. Feels right for Yao.
Yep.
So they mentioned Lacuna sealed off after that logout issues. They're fixing Cross Connectia, which is still separate. We get a catch up with Arisa. She's getting ready for college. Catch up with Violet. She does not look right with her hair down.
It's like, who the hell is this?
Yeah. Imposter. I was very pleased when they logged into Liberator and all of a sudden Violet's hair was back to drill. And then Close had a new haircut.
It's like, aw, you're trying to dress up like your sibling.
No, you know what it is? I get why they're doing it. It really feels like. And her hair was different so that we would know that time had passed.
Yeah.
I love that one frame flashback to Arisa with digital withdrawal. And then we get what may be the single biggest issue in this and Year 2 of Liberator. Zenith retiring from Kara, going to work at IDEA, company that makes Liberator. Zenith just kind of keeps popping up at random doing stuff.
Look, he has no attention span, okay? He's just like that. He's very flighty.
Yeah. And then Shumon appeared crying to see Arisa. It made me happy, and then I had to like go, oh, Shumon has not been in this scene so far. I'm so used to Shumon just kind of being like behind Arisa.
It's like, nope, they've been gone for like 8 months. No seeing your precious shoe child.
And then everyone points out Shoto's missing, although they confirmed that like he logged in very quickly once Liberator was back up. And in fact, he was the first person to get a spot in the Japan final, which seems to shock a few people. And I love it ends with that shot of Shoto and Muchomon looking over Lacuna, and we only have one segment left.
No, where is Unchained? Come back, my dumpster fire.
So last one's Wednesday. Does it feel like they're teasing we're getting one more novel chapter after this, though?
It would make sense.
So we will see. If not, then a couple days into Liberator. And then, so first up, anniversaries. 11th anniversary of Cyber Sleuth.
It's not that old. It can't be that old.
To be fair, I don't think most people did not play the original Japanese Vita version.
Yeah, the V was kind of a pain in the ass in general.
I still like how if you go and check the technical specifications, which are still there, it actually says it can be up to 30 FPS because it did not hold 30 FPS on the Vita.
God, no.
Now, the original Vita version had 240 Digimon. Cyber Sleuth got upgraded a number to the point that you can't, like, if you're playing Complete Edition, you're not really playing that original game anymore. Because it's basically like hacker's memory upgraded version of the engine with Cyber Sleuth injected
into it. It's basically the ship of Theseus at this point.
Yeah. Where instead of 240 Digimon, you get 341.
Upgrade.
Now here's the thing. I don't actually mind that. It's just a bit weird in a few cases. Like, you cannot actually get Alphamon the same way as you did in the original game anymore. Or you can, I mean. I don't remember if it was in Cyber Sleuth or Hacker's Memory originally. Alphamon could evolve into Alphamon or Yuken. But once they added the Ryudamon family, they made it a combo of Jogress.
Okay, that definitely makes sense.
It makes sense, but
it's also funny.
I don't remember when they introduced or Yuken, if it was in Cyber Sleuth or if it was in Hacker's Memory. But I remember when Hacker's Memory originally launched, it was definitely still that. And then like 2 or 3 months later is when they added Ryudamon, so it changed entirely. Chat says, or you can was Hacker's Memory. So it was only like that for like 2 or 3 months. Oh, wait, no. Okay, chat says, Oryuken was in the original game and in Hacker's Memory. It was, yeah, so Hacker's Memory a couple months after launch when they added the Ryudamon Oryumon line is when they redid it. So there's a few odd things like that where the original game now permanently has the DLC elements of Hacker's Memory. And then the 10th anniversary of Digimon World Next Order. So it's funny how opinion on this game has changed. So I feel like since the Switch and PC version, it's neutral to slight positive. The PS4 version, I would say, was negative to okay. The Vita version was fucking miserable.
Yeah, I haven't really heard anything nice of the Vita version.
The Vita version was the one where people were like, why aren't they with Cyber Sleuth, they released both versions here. Why aren't they releasing the Vita one in, you know, the US and other countries? If you look at them side by side, you'll understand why. Cyber Sleuth on the Vita was fine for what it is. Hacker's Memory was kind of, or not Hacker's Memory, Next Order was kind of miserable there. So 10 years, and it's been 3 years since we got it upgraded. It does feel like the running in the Switch and the PC version is what got, like, changed people's tune the most about this. Just speeding up the game a bit.
Quality of life updates.
Yeah, so it's definitely improved a bit. And then talking about game updates. So, do you remember last time, Dev, when someone asked, when do we think we'll be out?
My bet was off.
The next morning, they announced it would be tomorrow.
My guess was like, right around Digimon Con.
Yeah. We got the evolution paths, which is they just treat them as mode changes. Some people were confused by that, but there's a game context reason as to why. The first is you don't need to grind EXP to change. You can actually mode change freely in the menus, which is a neat little thing for Digimon that have it. I played through it. I actually think this is the worst DLC. Here's why. Do you remember how I said the first two were each like an hour long?
Yeah.
This one's more like an hour, 45 minutes. So we'll call it 2x. But it doesn't do anything to make that time necessary. It just throws more enemies in between you and the story. So as I put it, it's twice as long, half as fun. Because the enemies aren't necessarily fun ones to fight. You're actually fighting like the same combination of enemies over and over again. Like, that's my feeling on it, is it feels like time. Where, like, I just kept running into the same enemy combinations, stopping me from moving forward.
So, yeah, I would not have the attention span for that.
Jordan and chat said they feel spongier than usual. I was wondering if I was just using the wrong Digimon. It felt like normal enemies were just taking longer to put down. It's like they designed the DLC to just take longer, but without actually doing anything. Although it did not have the corridors in it. Instead of the corridors, they just have you run through scenery from the game more, and then you get one random new corridor that you only run through for like 10 seconds. Very odd.
Wow.
And then I was like, okay, but since I did all three, maybe the game will recognize that, and I will get like some sort of DLC ending. It is the same ending as the other two. I thought maybe like each one has that ending because the idea that Paralamon can just come back, blah, blah, blah. But maybe once you did all three, you get some sort of extra clip. Nope. It's really not fun, that DLC. It definitely made me go, if they do more DLC for the game, I kind of hope it's just more Digimon and they don't try to do more story stuff because they really don't have a handle on the story DLC. Jordan has a good comment on this.
Crushing disappointment.
It feels very anticlimactic and kind of ruins the season pass as a whole, is how they feel about the DLC. Yeah. Like, the first DLC was fine, but not great. The second DLC, I went, this really isn't good. Like, the whole idea was, you get to see some neat characters, but they don't do much with them. Here, It's exactly the same. It just is longer. And also, none of them act as singular characters. They're all in duos and kind of act as, like, one character. You know when they do that and stuff where you have, like, a pair and they're always saying the same stuff?
Yeah.
They're, like, less creative Jesse and James's. And then Digimon Con is this weekend. We get content list. They formally announced times, which they'd already done. And as is tradition, Dev, they clearly did the time conversion before daylight savings. Because the times are all wrong.
I get that. I mean, I wish I could forget that daylight savings time existed.
Yeah. So, anime, they will have a Digimon Beat Break cast talk. Latest Digimon game updates, which is the fun generic one of maybe there will be news, maybe there won't be, maybe they will just talk about the Switch 2 version. I feel like they've said enough over the past few months. I would expect a few new Digimon to be added to Time Stranger, if nothing else. I consider
that's about all I'm expecting.
Yeah. Toy Digimon Tamer 20th anniversary, latest LCD toy updates. Gee, I wonder. We're definitely getting pre-orders for a D-Arc right as this ends.
Yeah, fuck my wallet once again.
Latest updates on the card game and Digimon Alison, and then a merchandise and event corner. Come on, shitty drinks.
Yes. Like, I know they're not going to do that, and it's probably just going to be, like, the ultimate D-Arc or just, like, the basic three in color. But
so here, do you want to know what I think?
I would fucking love to see Rio's.
Do you want to know what I think it's going to be?
What is it?
Think about the history of the D-Arc and of these 25th color evolutions. We're going to get red, blue, and then a special gold one that will come with something extra.
Yeah. Maybe it's like a metal blue card and red card.
I don't know. Like in my brain, I want to say it'd be the tin, but they've sold us that before.
Yeah, but it sold out really fucking fast.
Didn't they reprint that once or twice, though? And I think that one was in stock for a while, I think. I don't know, it's hard to say. No, it's also hard to
say. I know they did, like, the Royal Knights box.
But we'll see.
I don't know,
I'm trying to decide. We'll see. So this is Saturday. I hope it is not super long. One thing I will say, it does feel like they've, like, as they've tamped down the schedule, they've made it work better. Like, remember the first one was, like, 6 hours and stuff? And it was just like, that was too much.
We're just slogging through and just wandering off during the card section, because and also a chunk of it wasn't even subtitled.
Oh, that was the one where we were laughing at the, was it the Vital Bracelet section where they're, like, going into heavy detail about stuff? And, like, none of it's translated. We're just like, other to be fair, they started putting up promos for it featuring cast members. And they put up English versions where they did English titling and everything. They do not subtitle a single fucking word anyone says in these promos. They've done two so far where they have cast members, like, introducing Digimon Con and everything. And, like, they do nice English titling where it's like, 6 days until Digimon Con. They don't subtitle anything they're saying. They don't even subtitle their names.
Okay, that's sad.
Yeah, they do a trailer with Terrymon, which is nice. And so the guest lineup is actually pretty solid for what it is. So first up, we do not know everyone. Some are hidden. Mayumi Yamaguchi, who's Jian Liang in Tamers and Gabumon in Adventure. Fumika Orikasa, who's Ruki in Tamers. That is it for announced Tamers cast.
Well, we sure as hell know that they're not going to get Renamon.
See, she's formally retired, but at some point as time goes on, and remember, part of her retiring was to take care of her kid. Her kid's going to get older. You know what I mean? So at some point, I would not be shocked if she popped back up. So after the Tamers cast, we get Megumi Han, who Gekkomon and Beat Break. Takru in 2020, Iru in Hunters, Nokia in Cyber Sleuth. Matsumi Tamura, for someone who only joined the franchise like 10 years ago, she's starting to have so many. So she's Pristimon in Beat Break. She was Koshiro in Try. She's Hero in Ghost Game. And she's Ageomon in Time Stranger.
Fancy.
Masaki Kuno, who's Trapmon in Beat Break, and Daiki Hamano, who's Murasimon in Beat Break. So we'll see if anyone else pops up. I feel like, you know, it'd be like, oh, it's going to be Kenshi Watanabe and Volcanoed or something like that. Or Sasase, probably. I wouldn't be shocked if it was Producer Hara from the game. We'll see. I feel like some of the best segments they do are the card ones where it's the producer, it's Chiba, and it's Maguro. Anytime they subtitle them, it ends up being great fun, I think. And then we got a new Terrymon episode. They have Takeru Kojima, they interview him. He's the character designer for Beat Break. And then during the interview, they show some rough draft art, like Reyna with a different... I feel like this hairstyle does not work for Reyna for a key reason. Do you know what the reason is, Dev?
Because she looks cooler with the shorter hair?
Not just cooler. It feels like they want to frame her as not like going to the effort of being fussy or fancy. Does that make sense? Like with doing the hair up like that?
Yeah.
Because other than that, there's not really much of a change.
So just flipping through the other sketches and just like, this is beautiful.
Oh yeah, like the outfit for, I forget her name.
Rose, I think.
Yeah. So then Kojima and Terrymon Assistant are challenged to a game. The game is, they're told what to draw. They have to draw against each other, but there will be some sort of language limitation in the instructions each time. So like one of them was like, they couldn't say certain groupings of words. The second time was the instructions would only be given in English. Now this ended up being an
translate
issue.
Translate this.
This ended up being an issue because there was a key word that Terrymon did not understand what the word was. So they keep trying to like explain the pose to him. So at one point, because the word was cactus. Because they're saying like they have to be posed on like a tower shaped like a cactus. So as they're trying to explain to him what it is, him and Kojima, when they get like the clarified details, Kojima must think that he misunderstood the word and now he knows it, so they erase everything, start over. The like the clarification was, oh, it's like the Titanic pose. So if you look at the art, the one that they do at the end is them both trying to do like an interpretation of the Titanic pose with Kyo and Murasimon. So Terrymon draws Murasimon like trying to do it, but it looks more like he's arresting him.
I was going to say, it looks like
and then,
Murasimon's going to jail.
And then Kojima apparently decided that Murasimon is too tall for this pose, so he's like leaning over and holding Kyo, who's standing on his knees. And am I wrong, or is Murasimon looking at the screen like he's tired?
Yes. It's like, I'm doing this for you.
Yeah, so that was good and funny. And then
his eye bags are like that of the iLife group.
81 Cardpocalypse officially ends today, Dev.
Thank fuck.
So we get Rise Greymon with new art of him and Masaru. A lot of people did not seem to like this card. I feel like the framing is not very good.
It's not. It's too vertical. There's way too much empty space on the sides. Rise Greymon's like shoved way up too
well,
high.
Well, I feel like the other thing is it's hard. I think without looking carefully, it's hard to tell if that's meant to be like the sun or his boosters. And I'm pretty sure it's meant to be the boosters.
It's the boosters.
But also, it feels weird that it's the boosters, doesn't it?
It just doesn't look
good. Then War Greymon, which this is a reprint of a promo card that was a box topper for Booster Set 21.
I really like this one.
I believe this is themed after an old Digimon card. I think. I could be wrong. I do know it is based off old art of some form, though. But I think it's from the old card game. Then from Booster Set 25, we get a new preview of Dr. Simmons. Profile style art of her. And then parallel card, which is a scene from the game. I want to say it's the first time you're running through part of the town where she's looking at products in the window, if I remember right, and I may not. It's been a while. Special parallel cards for Imperial Dramon Fighter Mode and Omegamon from 81.
These are going to be so expensive.
Yeah, these are nice profile shots. This is the same art, though, from the promo poster, I believe. The weird thing is I feel like everyone thinks these are panorama, and they definitely are not. Like, they don't actually line up. They kind of look like they might, But I think that's just coincidence. Like, if you look at like the centerpiece of the Crest of Friendship on Omegamon, that doesn't go anywhere on Imperial Tremons.
No, the only thing that lines up are like
The gold
the
framing.
notches. It basically just makes kind of like a chevron.
Yeah, what it is we get a nice themed crest design on the back of Omegamon and a pseudo like jaw dress ring thing with Digimoji for fighter mode. Really good art, and yes, these are gonna go for too fucking much. These are the type of ones where I want to know what to go for, especially since when you look at the photos of the cards, the way the light catches
It's like,
these
oh,
ones.
they're so shiny.
Exactly. We also got a trailer for the set. I feel like since around Booster 17 or 18, have these gotten really good?
I haven't seen this one yet.
Oh, it's
I
really
cannot scroll far enough down.
good. Oh, you saw all the cards and then stopped, huh? Okay.
Yes, this is
Okay,
exactly
well
what happened.
you can watch it later. I've really liked the run of trailers we've gotten lately. It feels like they're really good. And then we have all the card images from 81, along with various recent promo cards and a few panorama cards, which are nice. There were a lot of cards in this, especially when you
This is
consider
great.
the weird thing is this, when you look at how many gold borders there were, wouldn't you swear there were more of these?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird. It felt like there was at least. And then Masaru and Toma from Starter Deck 24. Very nice art of them in their uniforms. The only thing I wish they would have done better, I wish we'd gotten a bit more showing off of the original IC Digivice.
Yeah.
Toma's is actually showing off the IC, just blocked by the text. Then we get Digi Soul slash DNA Charge. That's certainly a screen cap card.
Yep. It's so grainy.
Yes, it is. Also, can we appreciate that, like, the sample text is like the worst place to actually show off the screen?
Yeah, you can't see like evolution on it. It's just
Yeah. Okay, this is
Just go
a
away with the
so
sample card.
so from
Just
Starter Deck
go away.
23.
Make it go away.
This is really basic, but I think it's like a VIP card, is the Reinen Makoto card.
I love the background color on this.
It works
It's
really
just very
well.
snazzy.
It really is. Good art of both of them. Although, am I wrong, or does the pose for Makoto feel a bit weird?
He's just doing that little dainty rich kid arms very politely crossed.
See, it feels like they've positioned like stuff a bit too strongly for him, though. Where like the way he's smiling and like standing.
He's being very calm and polite.
And then because the World Championship was over the weekend, we got a bunch of previews. So first up, Asuna in her late game Time Stranger outfit, plus a parallel card of her along with Bellstarmon. Both of these are actually very nice. Then
I like
Shine.
the back to back on the parallel card.
No,
That looks badass.
that's a good one. I only have one issue with this card. Does it feel like this should be one with a special finish? But like you do the finish different for both characters?
Maybe put the finish on like the little zippers and like the emblem on Bellstarmon's shoulders, like all the metal bits.
Ooh, that
That
would
would be cool.
work good. Then a dual card for Shine Greymon Burst Mode slash Final Shining Burst. So the first one,
This one looks a lot better than the Rise Greymon one.
the first one shows off the character really well. The second one shows off the attack more, and I actually liked the framing of this one, partially because they zoom in. I feel like if they'd done the Rise Greymon but not tried to shove in Masaru, it might have worked, because then they could have framed closer. Then they
But they
announced,
both look fucking cool.
so I believe these are going to be box toppers, I think, for Booster Set 25, parallel cards of cards that are on the restricted list, but it appears on the restricted list because they were used so well in competitions. And the art, if I understood what they were saying correctly, the art is based off artistic interpretations of times they were used in competition. If I understood that right, which I may not have. I need to see these larger to decide if I like them or not, though,
Oh, we'll
because
find out eventually.
some of these are very small. For example, is that Greymon standing on top of a building? Or is it just
I think
small?
it's like a cliff face. Yeah, I think it's a cliff,
Okay.
like
See,
zooming in as much as I
looking
can.
at the small looking at the small art, I'm like, it's like he's standing on a building like Spider-Man or Batman.
Yeah, I think it's cliffs
Okay,
because it has a bit of like a rocky texture.
that would make more sense. Then from Bushiset EX12 Digital World Shambhala, we get Seiden Gokuemon. The standard art of him standing there, we've definitely seen before, I believe. I think that was one of the early art pieces we saw. Then did we all then him using his upgraded staff as a cannon for the parallel art?
It is very gold.
When you look at this monkey, don't you just go, this is probably showing up in Beat Break.
I was also thinking the music from Dragon Ball is playing in my head.
I had that thought when I was working, when I was putting together the article, and then I started going, timing wise, it feels like they picked him so they could do this in Beat Break. Then we
Yeah.
get a dual card of Seriousmon slash Planet Punch. So the first one really feels like it's supposed to be the Ultraman pose.
Yes.
And then the parallel card feels like it's supposed to be like a anime hero punch. Like
Yes,
put
this there's so many anime heroes that do
Yeah.
this punch, but
Yeah.
you know, like All Might and Captain Falcon, definitely.
Yeah. I like how we get the in my brain, it's one of those ones where I go, do you think when they decided what people are gonna draw, they went, do the Ultraman pose, and they went, do an anime pose for the separate artist, specifically to get the difference. Then we get art reveals for Takutomon and Ryugumon. It's weird. I like these. They don't blow me away, though. I think part of it is because Takutomon kind of feels like he isn't doing much, and we've gotten a decent bit of art of Ryugumon so far. Because it's Yao's partner, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I
But
thought.
I also like the inky br like the real
No, so do
thick
I.
brushwork.
Then art previews for Bushiset 26, Jupitermon Wrath Mode, Rosemon Burst Mode, and Plutomon.
Okay, I really fucking love that Rosemon.
Yeah, the Rose. I can't decide if I like Rosemon better or Plutomon. Plutomon is a very artistic interpretation of a scene in Time Stranger. Jupitermon, my issue is does it feel like it's not focusing on him enough? But yeah, I think the Rosemon is really good.
I want a poster of that.
There are so many fucking cards we would get posters of overall. Then from EX13, Chivalrous 13, we get preview art of Slightmon, Omegamon Merciful Mode, and King Edamon.
Okay, these are all good, but
Merciful Mode's the best one.
yes. It's like I'm sorry.
Like, this is one where, like, here's the thing. All of these previews from Saturday Night, like, they're all good. I think Merciful Mode beats all of them except maybe the Asuna parallel card based on the finish, I would say. Like, the Merciful Mode, this is one where I really hope this is like the Hollow Foil. How cool will this card be if it's that?
Okay, also Hollow Foil, but spot embossing on the blue for his on his armor.
They can do that, but I have one more idea. Gold foil embossing on King Edamon.
Oh yes, that'd be
Go
beautiful.
like full hardcore gold. That'd be so good. Then we get a rows of prize cards for the first season of the world champion, the next world championship. Am I wrong, or is the playmat that playmat was promo art from like the first few months of the card game, wasn't it? Or am I getting it
I
mixed
know
up
it
with later
definitely.
art?
I think it's mid to later art.
Okay. It's one
Because
of
I
those.
remember that I remember commenting on that Metal Gurumon looking like
We've had a
one of
lot
the
of
Escher
we've
girls.
had a lot of art of these two in there. I'm probably wrong on that. And then I like how the one price is an uncut card sheet. That's a neat thing to get framed. Then they're gonna do a Welcome Tamers event for the two new starter decks. Stamp labels on alternate cards for a number of starter deck cards so new players can learn to play.
Very cool.
Then Card Battle does an unboxing of 81. And bless them, this is one where the English one skips doing it and they just do the Yuki News segment. They also show the finish of the five special
Carpe.
parallel cards from 81. I really do not like when they skip the. F like, the I get why they're skipping it because they're not showing the English cards for an unboxing.
Yeah, but
It feels like you could do something, but whatever.
They hate us.
And then, new poll. Favorite Digimon added to the reference book recently from Super Cross Wars. So we get Shoutmon Cross 4S, Shoutmon Cross 5S, Shoutmon Cross 3 GM, Shoutmon Cross 3 SD, Armamon and Armamon Burst Mode.
Really hard.
I think, okay. Look really similar. Okay, I think I know who the two bottom ones are.
Okay.
The two that end with S. Not because they're not cool, but they're more better known because they were in the anime, so people already, like, know who they are, have already been excited about them in the past, so they're kind of boring in comparison to everyone else. You know what I mean? So
they also feel like this poll's not going to get that many votes in general because it's so specific to Crosswords.
I feel like if you're voting based on, like, cool and, like, knowing Crosswords, I feel like the coolest is probably, I want to say SD is probably the coolest. For someone who follows Crosswords enough to know the characters, because it's like, oh, they're combined with Dark Nightmon.
Yeah, that and Cape.
I feel like Burst Mode is going to win, though.
That would make sense, because he looks cool, and also
I actually don't think GM's a bad design, but it looks janky as shit. And also, like, there's nothing that shows that art well, because it's smaller everywhere because of the perspective. Yeah, like, that's hurting that one a lot. So voting's until,
like,
March.
Please give us, like, the most gigantic, ridiculous resolution artwork of it. I want to see the details. But yeah,
I think SD's, like, the best one here.
It's cool, it's unique, it kind of gives the same vibes as Cross 4 Night, which, damn, that was cool.
Yeah. And then we have the weekend potpourri. So first up, reference book updates. A few longtime stragglers. So we get Apollomon Whispered and King Waymon.
I am so surprised we finally got actual artwork of Whispered, because...
Well, that's the funny thing is we didn't.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, only official artwork-ish was from Toei's Crosswords website, and it was completely the wrong colors.
I know, but here's the thing. It's not like they... like, it's just the Apollomon art. They've just changed the color, and they added a bit of glow to the fire effects. Because if you look, the art of the fire effects is the same. They just extend a bit further. They just added, like, a glow stroke to it. Like, and here's the thing. That's not me insulting the character. When I saw the name of Apollomon Whispered, I'm like, oh, that's neat. Like, I don't care one way or the other, but it's neat because I know a lot of people wanted Whispered in it. And I saw that, I'm like, wait a second. I'm looking at side by side, I'm like, it's the same art, they just added a glow. And King Waymon's a weird one that it's only being added now because King Waymon has shown up in stuff. Like, doesn't King Waymon have a card in the current card game?
God, I don't remember. We get so many fucking cards all the time. Yeah.
King Waymon got a card in Booster Set 7. King Waymon got a card years ago.
Damn.
1 second. When was Booster Set 7?
Let me...
God, that one was a while ago.
Okay, what year
Next Adventure was... the US version was 2022. So it's probably 2021 for the Japanese one. So it has been half a decade that this Digimon has had a card and not been on. Although that does definitely suggest that the people keep going, oh, you have to be in the reference book to get a card. Definitely does not apply.
Yep, came out in August 2021 in Japan.
Yeah. So I've been a bit shocked they did not add it. But yeah, so, hey, he's finally there. I'm very disappointed that Whispered, like, get... because especially since, like, they've gone in and changed art for a few art clone ones. So after, like... at this point, Whispered is over 15 years old, right? About 15 years old, because Crosswords just had its anniversary.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's a weird one. I don't know. Look, it's there, which is neat. It's just kind of disappointing that after that long, it's just recolored art, and they added a stroke to it.
I mean, at least it's not a purple and blue.
Yeah. Then Ayumi Miyazaki announced that he's doing another stream a couple days ago at this point, because... over the weekend, and he announced he'd be at the ACF Animation Festival in Taipei April 3rd to 5th. He snowed the last time he was there was 8 years ago in 2018, so he's looking forward to it.
Yay.
Various images from staff and other people who went to the Beat Break pop-up shop stuff. They took lots of photos of everything. Megumi Han was most interested in the daikon on Raito's belt. A lot of people really want there to be that Gigaspawn plushie.
He looks so sad, probably because he's lost every single fight he's been in.
He's sad because he knew what the plot was going to be for him. Then the company that did the Digimon Orchestra Symphony in Korea last year, Flassic, they had previously teased they were going to do another one. They announced a new one called Chosen Children Epilogue, so they're doing that April 19th and 20th at the Sejong Center for the Performing Arts. So if you're going to be in Korea around there, worth the tickets, because everyone seemed really happy with that last year who was able to go.
I really like the artwork for it, especially Gabumon. He's blushing.
I think it's funny that, like, Agumon's sitting there holding the music.
And also, Yamato's holding a violin, not a harmonica.
I feel like you have to have him with an actual instrument, something, you know, actual, like, orchestra-themed. I suppose you could have given...
And didn't exactly give Takaru a violin. He does not have the arm length for that.
And then... As Maria made some comments about Jessmon X in Time Stranger, he liked that in various movements you can actually see the full like body weapon system design stuff, like how the knees are the great swords, the twin blades, that sort of thing. He was quite pleased by that. So he posted a few photos.
Look at how my creation moves.
He's more than just being pointy. He's very pointy. So this one's funny. Do you remember the contest for the Time Stranger PC?
Yeah.
The winner of that was Show3411, who put up lots of pictures and posed it with Terrymon Assistant plushies, and Terrymon Assistant signed the PC. Show's wife also posted some photos of it on social media. So we actually know this person. It is one of the people who, when they did the memorial project, did the top tier to get Kenji Watanabe to design a Digimon partner for them, and it was a Quastermon.
Yay! I'm glad they won.
So that is like the chances of it being someone who A, did that, and B, actually knows how to take photos of stuff. Because how many times when there's been like a cool contest with unique prize, then we see the photos, it's like, is this a flip phone from 2002?
Some grungy thing taken in the back rooms.
Yeah, like, this is very nice photos of it. See, you don't even need to worry about being a Time Stranger PC. It has RAM. then
that Kotatsu looks so comfy.
Especially with all the Terriermons. Then photo from the World Championship in Japan when that was happening. With the finalists there and everything. Card game art of Cool Boy and Yao. Like, oh, only two comic strips left. Cool Boy leaving stuff to Yao. Now. And Yao's freaking out. As she does. For Liberator for art, Usagi Bochi drew Son of Rizumon in sand, which is a nice little touch based on the chapter. And Tomo One did a nice one of the girls. So I saw this before I read the chapter. It, for some reason, the way it's drawn here, it did not occur to me that Close's hair is different.
Yeah, because it kind of, like, unless you're looking really close, you don't realize it's shorter.
Yeah.
Like, oh, the rest of her hair is just behind the other two girls.
Yeah, very nice art. Then they said that Granite's birthday is March 15th, so they put up some very nice art of him and Ludomon.
It's adorable.
Also, this art made me think of, do you remember when we were talking about how at some point Ludomon was just going to reappear with the armor with no comment?
Yeah.
Did you see him at the end of the episode?
I actually did not.
He's standing there with the armor when they're getting ready to leave. Even though they did exactly what we expected, where he just has the armor now, and the next time we see the evolution will probably be the full segment.
That makes sense.
Very nice art for this.
But I like that we get to see the Teddy version.
Yeah. Oh, no, I love that they, like, had... and they found a good reason to use it. I think that was great. Then episode-related art, Takier Kojima, character designer, posted beat art of Armelizamon from Beat Break. I know it's just the colors. Does it feel like he was
it's
in
Ava an Eva 01?
Yeah, he was in a very Evangelion mood. Like, here's the thing, because it's not this isn't really Armelizamon's colors. Like, yeah, this is very much in an Evangelion-esque mood to do this. Like, the art.
Absolutely. It's the exact palette.
Yeah.
And also the pose.
The pose reminded. To be fair, if we had seen this and it was in the normal colors, we would not be thinking Ava, even with the pose.
If it was, no, but it's those colors. They just.
Exactly.
It's on site.
Then Akimini Aki posted art of Hodoruka for the episode. She's wearing her outfit from the pop-up shop. But without the headband.
I like that everyone's seeming to have so much fun with the pop-up shop artwork.
I think it helps because, like, we have not seen everyone in, like, casual lounge-type clothing.
It would be really fun to just see, like, the pop-up shop outfits just at least used just randomly in the series.
It would be nice, especially since these are not, like... These are just, like, casual outfits. They aren't, like, oh, they're all in tuxedos because it's, you know, themed after X, Y. This is just everyone going to a theme park.
Yeah, it's like this is just, like, regular clothes.
Yeah. If you get rid of the weird accompaniments, like the Shakumon headband, for example.
Yeah.
Or the Trotmon hat with danglies. I forget what those are called.
I don't know what those are called either.
Okay, but we both know what we're talking about, at least.
Yeah.
Then, chat, you guys can throw in questions while we start with the ones that people sent in ahead of time. First one, someone said, what kind of grade do you give Beat Break based on the whole series thus far? I feel like...
For me, a B, B plus.
I feel like I'm feeling B minus because as it's gone on, it also... kind of has the feeling that it's kind of disinterested in certain things, and it's disinterested in them after telling us about them, which kind of knocks it a bit for me, if that makes sense.
At least for me, I'm still looking forward
to
Saturdays when I get to watch it.
No, same. It isn't like... I feel like when we were watching Ghost Game, episode to episode, we might actually enjoy the episode. But it was we were almost looking forward to seeing how they would ignore stuff they told us. I'm looking forward to, like, because they could still clarify tactics details, or they could, you know, do X, Y, and Z. I'm hoping for that stuff. How goes the adventure in trying to keep up with newer anime shows, games, and books?
Failing.
I finished the new season of Star Trek, and I'm caught up on the new season of Scrubs so far, and that's about it.
Yeah, I've had no time to do anything. Like, I've been watching Reincarnated as a Dragon Hatchling, and because I liked the light novel, but the anime keeps disappointing me horribly.
Oh, that's a shame.
Look, yeah. You spend 4 minutes of the beginning of the episode, which is just exactly one for one, the 4 minutes off of the end of the previous episode.
No. It does the non-recap where it's just clearly trying to save budget.
Yes. And a lot of the scenes are just like a completely still frame, just panning slightly over it for like 30 seconds.
Do they at least play that song from Naruto where they do the ha 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 that they kept playing in the recaps for years?
Nope. It's literally just one for... It's just the previous episode.
Oh, shame. In my brain, I would like to believe that I'm going to play through Death Stranding 2 when it comes out on PC later this month. But more realistically, I won't. I will test graphics. And then I'll be like, the 6-player version of X-Men Arcade. I'm going to make Dev and others play it with me.
I want to, but it's... Problem is having time.
I know. I think the last time we properly played a beat 'em up, I think we both only had like half an hour.
Yeah, if that.
Yeah. The last time we played for any length of time, like properly, not just like, oh, let's see if it works, I think it was Streets of Rage 4.
Yeah.
And that's been a while. Since you've brought them up before, what Digimon game remasters, remakes, or just plain re-releases would best capitalize on people feeling good about games after Time Stranger? I feel like we've answered variations of this. It's stuff like the adventure game, redigitized, doing a cheapo remake of Cyber Sleuth, or just plain doing PlayStation ports of the first three World games?
Yeah, we've answered this one a lot. But yeah. I feel like the easiest would be redigitized, because one was already on a Nintendo system before.
No, but the problem, well, remember, at that point, that's when they had the second screen stuff added to the game.
Yeah, but there's it's easily just...
Oh, I don't disagree with you. I'm just saying when they think about it is it's reverse engineering it to be single screen. Really, what they should do is, like, just take the stuff they built for Next Order and just redigitize it.
Yeah, I was thinking that.
Like, that feels like what they should do, but, yeah, who knows. Then a question for you, Dev. Burnt in chat is asking, do you recommend Reincarnated as a dragon hatchling? But they're specifically asking if you recommend the light novels.
I only read the first volume of the light novel. It was good. It was very interesting. So I was looking forward to the anime, and damn. I mean, it started off pretty good. It's like, okay, the 3D CGI is not bad.
Basically, you like the story. The pacing's just terrible.
Oh yes. I basically get between the actually, there's about a whole like maybe 10 minutes of anime during each episode.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, because about a solid 5 minutes that's taken from the previous episode, and the 2 minutes each on the opening and ending. So, out of a 22-minute episode, there's barely anything new.
And someone pointed out X-Men Arcade only takes like 40 minutes to beat, right? While true, it's the type of thing where, like, if I'm doing X and Dev has free time, okay, we're not playing. If I have free time and Dev's tired, I'm not necessarily going to take 30 minutes of her resting time. It's where schedules...
Yeah, I usually come home from work and drop like a rock.
Yeah, it's where I'm not asking Dev to do stuff, not because she'll say no, but I know she'll say yes, even if she's tired, and I'd rather not ask. Plus,
adult is suffering.
I really like the X-Men Arcade game, but I have far more memories of Captain America, so I'm really happy that's being included in that set. Because I had the Genesis version of it, and that was a pretty good port, and they're including both. So I'm really happy about that.
I really want to play X-Men Arcade. That was fun.
Especially since they're doing the 6-player version also. Tiny Iron Fist.
Is Nightcrawler in it?
Yes. It's that one.
Yeah!
It's the one where it's Wolverine, Cyclops, Dazzler, Storm, Nightcrawler, and Colossus, if I remember.
Yeah.
It's the one where I think Colossus, he does that expression, he goes to the, where he lifts his arms up, he's just like.
I don't remember him that much. I just kept playing as Nightcrawler constantly.
Yeah, where he's just like bouncing across the screen. That's the one where the 6-player version has the 2 screens and it's super fucking wide. Did you ever see that version or just the one screen version?
I think I only saw the 1-screen version.
Okay. I'm saying
it's been so long.
Okay, I'm saying it when we're doing this so that chat hears it also, because I'll show you later, Dev. There's a tour of an arcade, I think, in the Midwest. They pulled apart the arcade board, like mounted it on the wall with nice framing and everything. Wires going
you showed me a video of that.
Okay, I've already shown you it. The one where, like, the full podiums and they have the 2 projectors.
Yeah, so they went just absolutely insane
with
it.
Yeah, where it's, like, an entire room dedicated to the game. Like, okay, so I've shown you this already. Okay, yes. Good. Tiny Iron Fist asks, which African animal do you want to turn into a Digimon?
Wolf.
Do we have a giraffe Digimon yet?
No.
I picked giraffe.
Definitely want Aardwolf.
That's not a bad choice. Okay. Dev, someone asked, for cold drinks, where do you fall on the scale of how much ice?
0 ice. My teeth absolutely hate very cold things.
Okay, my preference is based on where I am. If it's like a fountain drink, then I have to you have to go lower on ice, you get more drink. If I'm at home, like filling up a cup with water, I will put in too much ice.
Yeah, no fucking ice. I will have ice drinks, essentially lukewarm.
Okay, makes sense. Especially,
I'm a monster.
Since last chance in for questions from chat. Someone said, last minute guesses before Digimon Con. I feel like we kind of did this earlier accidentally. So, D-Arcs for sure. I have no doubts about D-Arcs.
Yeah, it's mostly just like, okay, what accessory are they going to try and kill us with?
Okay, so if we assume the colors are correct, which is red, blue, and gold is the special one, what do you think the special accessories are? Because the Super CSA had the cards, and those weren't even, like, premium accessories. So, do you think...
Yeah, they're just with it.
Yeah, so do you think they don't include the cards with the basic ones? Or what do you think the Super accessory is? Just more cards?
I feel like the Super accessory is... I feel like they'll include a blue card with the regular ones, but they'll include, like, super sexy, metallic, like, red cards with the... whatever the middle fancy version is.
See, I keep trying to think, like, what could Tamers have, like, that's the equivalent of, like, the Crest or the Digimental, something that, like, a small little collectible thing.
Yeah, it's like I'm trying to think of just, I don't know, maybe like a little tiny Zero Arms Granny.
I thought about that. I wondered if it'd be, like, something like a little metal model of, like, each character's D-Arc. Like,
that
for all of them.
That would be cool.
It doesn't feel like what they do, though, does it? It's going to be the fucking box with more cards, isn't it?
Probably, but you know, I know they wouldn't do it because it would be too much of a pain in the ass, but at least for, like, a basic one, they could have it so you could swap out the strap and the ring for all the other, like, tertiary Tamer colors.
Well, you couldn't do one of them. Actually, no, it wouldn't work, because we expect the special one to be gold, which had different it had different decorations on the actual body portion.
Yeah, it had like some embossing and the ring around it was slightly differently shaped.
Yeah. See, in chat they're saying red card or blue card. And it's like, yeah. Here's the thing. You're not wrong with that guess. The problem is I would like to like think that like if people are buying the basic one, they'd get a blue card anyways. He's like, that's like the whole point. I don't know.
Maybe it's Jury's puppet.
Have they ever sold that?
No.
It feels like they would have done that around when they were doing like Mimi's hat. Or do you remember the fucking fancy $500 watches?
Oh God. Yeah. Those-
so yeah. So D-Arc, I expect more Time Stranger DLC. I don't know if I expect, like, story DLC. I expect something. Even if it's just Digimon.
Like, hey, here's some more Digimon thrown. Go fuck yourself.
Chat.
Run down this hallway.
One chat prediction is the Alisson launch date. So I thought about this. Generically, I agree. But I wonder if that's a bad idea because they changed a lot because of the beta to try to fix things, right?
Yeah, I feel like they'll have, like, another round of
beta. Well, that's the thing is
beta.
When they did, I don't remember what the event was. It was a card event, like, a few weeks ago. The demo at the event was actually different and had changes. But there hasn't been a lot of events since then, so it feels like, oh, Meta has a good idea for the D-Arc thing. Are you ready, Dev? Takato sketchbook with sketches of Gilmon in it.
Oh, that would be cool as shit.
That would be a good one. I don't expect them to do it, but that would be a good one. Okay, so let's try to think of something unexpected, because like Time Stranger DLC, D-Arcs, Alisson launch date, those are all basic.
Ones we've experienced so far, I mean, we're pretty...
Okay, I got two more. Far, I got two more. Are you ready? First, they will give us some actual details on the Ghost Game Blu-ray box. And two... We will get some... I would like to see some sort of teaser for a Saver's equivalent to the Cross Wars V-Pets. You know, they took they take the color and they do them up as like a Saver's adventure.
Yeah.
That is what I would
like that, because I just really like the design of the IC and the IC Burst.
And something Atmon. Atmon's getting an anniversary. Let's not forget that. I feel like what I want...
Here's an Offmon plushie. This is all you people are going to pay for.
They fucking did that already. And no one bought it.
Yes. It's going to be the same exact one. They don't have to make anything new.
I would like to see. Oh no, I would like to see a Gatchmon figure, like a Mega House Gem statue.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Okay. And then Bernd asked, "What's our opinion on Tactic 7 joining Glowing Dawn full time if that happens?" It doesn't feel like it's happening, at least in the short term. Maybe something like,
Eventually, it feels like they will team up because, yay,
I
their
feel like
colors make a rainbow
I feel like
together.
part of the reason why I don't think of it in the short term is it feels like there's interesting characters they could add if they want to. They could add Tomuro's brother, they could add Hitomi. I'm not saying they are. I just think those would be more interesting than throwing in Tactics when it feels like at the moment they're writing Tactics out to go find Raito so they don't have to deal with them for a while. At least in my view. Okay, that looks like that is it for questions. Dev, what Wikimon article would you like people to read?
It will be Apollomon Whispered, just because it's been so long.
Yeah, that
And make
he
sure to scroll to the pictures all the way at the bottom of the lovely colored artwork that Toei initially provided.
Deserves it.
He's a
So
good
we
kitty.
will be here next Monday after Digimon Con. We are seeing if we will have a guest or not that episode. Dev can confirm I'm trying. But we will
Yep.
see. Scheduling, especially with something like that, is more locked down because if it's not there, we're not just going to have them on the next episode. So we will see. I can be found at With the Will as always. We will catch you guys later. Thank you everyone for showing up. Bye.
Bye-bye.